This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Lee Elsie, my man, thank you for hosting our number one. Great to have you on as guest host for Wayne Allyn Root. Appreciate it. War says bravo, and I'm back for hours two and three. And you're not going to like what you're going to hear, but you have to hear it. I'm a man of raw truth, and that's why they want me off the air. That's why the liberals are trying to destroy me. I'm a man of raw truth, and I do nothing but deliver the truth to you. Whether they like it or not, and you need to hear it, whether you like it or not, even if it's something that makes you go, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. First of all, let's start with the stolen election. President Trump said today, fake news and big tech are failing. More Americans are calling the election rigged and stolen, and it's true. I don't believe there's very many out of the 80 million people that voted for Trump, and yes, I do believe 80 million or more voted for Trump. I don't believe it was 74 million, even though that's still 11 million more than voted for Trump in 2016, and there's no doubt he won this election. That was not the total that really voted for Trump. I believe it was 80 million, and there were so many ballots destroyed and so many ballots switched and so much fraud going on. And then Trump won an electoral landslide and most probably a popular vote landslide. I certainly think he won in a veritable landslide in states like Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. I think he won close in Nevada, and I think all of it was stolen from him. I think everyone's starting to see that. And I'll tell you what, in Pennsylvania, they want to do an audit. They want to do an audit, a forensic audit. And the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, I don't have the article in front of me, I'll get it for you in the next segment, but the Attorney General of Pennsylvania wants to block it. And it's what I've been saying all along. If the election wasn't stolen, nobody would be scared of a forensic audit. You know, I've only watched 10,000 cop shows in my life. I've only watched thousands of Law and Order episodes and Law and Order Organized Crime and Law and Order, what's the other one called? SVU, Sexual Victims Unit. SVU? Yeah. So I've watched thousands of police shows. The tip-off every time is when the person acts too innocent. Oh, me? No, I'd never do something like that. Never. No. I was home with my mother. There's no problem. My mother will confirm. The minute they say that, the detective is thinking, guilty, guilty. I'm going to nail this mother trucker. That's what all detectives think. You're a liar. So first off, it's when you deny it so innocently. Oh, we're Democrats. We'd never steal elections. Of course not. You know, it's just that John F. Kennedy and the mob stole the election in 1960. Lyndon Johnson stole Texas for JFK. Everybody knows that. And the mob stole Illinois for JFK. We even know which mob leader arranged it all. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Democrats have been stealing elections. It's in their DNA since birth. And we all know the DNC stole the primary for Hillary in 2016. Oh, Democrats would never steal an election. I'm certain Democrats stole the 2016 election, but Trump got so many white middle-class Americans to come out and vote that all the fake fraudulent ballots were overwhelmed by all the white voters that voted for Trump. You know, let's face it, in 20, he did much better with black voters and Hispanic voters. In 16, Trump did not do well with black or Hispanic voters. All of them voted for Hillary Clinton. So between all of their votes and all the fake ballots and the vote switching and the who knows what else they did, between all of that, the fake counting in places like Philadelphia, that's been going on for years. I remember Mitt Romney in 2012 lost Philadelphia by like 330,000 to zero in one precinct. To zero! 330,000 people. anywhere in this world. In Mars and Venus, that couldn't happen. But Democrats, they never steal. They never stuff the ballot box. No, of course not. So when they deny, the first thing a smart detective thinks is, guilty. And second of all, when you finally say to them, you know what, I don't believe you. I think you stole it, and I want a deep dive investigation into every aspect of your life and where you were that day. Then they go, oh, no, I want to speak to a lawyer. I'm not going to allow that. My lawyer won't allow that. And the second thing that happens when that happens is the detective immediately thinks, guilty. Only a guilty person would say, I'm not going to answer your questions. I want my lawyer. At that point, guilty, guilty, guilty. And that's all the Democrats do is they stall and they obfuscate and they deny and they say, I will. No, of course we wouldn't do something like that. Oh, but an investigation? Never. I won't allow it. They're scared to death of what's going to come up. They know they rigged and stole the election. So there's number one of the day. Number two, you know that I'm no fan of this vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. Of course I believe in the polio vaccine. Of course I believe in the smallpox vaccine. You know what the difference is between those and the COVID vaccine? They're actually vaccines. The COVID vaccine is an experimental gene therapy. It's not a vaccine by any definition. It's untested, rush-to-production, experimental gene therapy that puts spike proteins in your body and makes your body manufacture spike proteins, the very thing that's killing everyone. So you know I'm not in love with the vaccine. But if you want to get it, get it. But you can't force me to get it. I don't force you to not get it. But here's the update. After I did my interview on OAN yesterday, One America News TV, and it was a great, great interview, and I'll have it up at the website, I think, tomorrow. I just got it. And it was one of my favorite interviews of all time. And I talked about the VAERS reporting. The VAERS reporting. That's the government system that reports vaccine adverse effects. Right? The government's own reporting. Okay, I will say it's the FDA's data, but it's the CDC's data. It's the CDC data, and believe me when I tell you, for every 10 people that dies from the vaccine, they only report one. If you're lucky, it might be 100 to 1. Very few get actually reported because doctors are afraid to report because they think they may get sued or they may, you know, get negative implications towards their practice and their license. So nobody wants to report that their patient died after getting a vaccine. So these aren't even good numbers, but the latest update, I said on national TV yesterday, 6,000 dead from the vaccine. It's 6,985, so it's really 7,000 dead. And I said about 350,000 adverse reactions, and about 150,000 of those are serious. And the real number now is 411,911 adverse reactions reported. Now a top 50 cause of death in the United States of America. Okay? The number of deaths linked to vaccines this year has skyrocketed. This is the most in history of all other vaccines combined. And according to the CDC's own data, according to your own data, it's almost 7,000 dead. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that's what VAERS stands for. I never even knew. I figured vaccine Adverse Effect is what I thought. I didn't know what the RS stood for. Event Reporting System. It contains information on adverse events following immunization with U.S. licensed vaccines. And so in the recent study of 2017 numbers in the United States of America, just listen to this now, in the year 2017, the most recent year this was available, okay, we know now there's 411,931 adverse reactions. 411,000. How many of them are crippled for life? I have a person I do business with who has herpes in her eyes after getting the vaccine and may lose her eye. She's got it in both eyes, but one is worse than the other, and she may lose her eyesight in one eye. Her eye may be gone. And we all know, I saw the report that this vaccine causes herpes and shingles. And I think I said it wrong. I think she's got shingles in her eyes. Excuse me. She's got shingles in her eyes, but it's interchangeable. Shingles are part of the herpes family. You know, people think of herpes as in like sex, like your sex organ has herpes. But you can get herpes all over your body. You can get shingles all over your body, and they're from the same family. She has shingles in her eyes, and one of them she may lose after getting the vaccine. I know people who've had heart inflammation and could have died. I know people who got blood clots and could have died. I know people who will never be the same with autoimmune disease from the vaccine. So there's 411,931 adverse reactions. In the latest year available of deaths in the United States, there were 2,800 accidental fire deaths, 3,700 accidental drownings, 4,968 homicides other than firearms, 5,611 deaths from hepatitis, 5,698 deaths from AIDS, 6,554 deaths from deliberate poisonings, 6,946 deaths from accidental suffocations. And yet we've now got 6,985 deaths directly from the COVID vaccine. And what this article does not say is that over the last 20 years, it's become clear that the amount reporting is tiny on the vaccine VAERS adverse event database. It's tiny compared to how many actual die from that thing. Most doctors don't report. And I could tell you just by personal experience, I know a lot of people who personally I know and a lot of people who know people that I know who got the vaccine and died within a month or two of getting the vaccine. I know people who got very sick a month or two after getting the vaccine. I now know several people who have COVID after getting the COVID vaccine. So I think there's a national epidemic going on and no one's reporting any of it. And while that's happening, the HHS secretary, who's a vile human being, Secretary Xavier Becerra, who was once a big shot, I think Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken, of California, who let every illegal in the world in and admitted he has illegal relatives and loves illegal aliens and thinks they should do everything in America, including vote. Okay, that guy is now the HHS secretary. He says it's absolutely the government's business to know which Americans are not vaccinated, and it's absolutely the government's business to go door-to-door pushing vaccines. So he loves illegal aliens, doesn't want to throw any of them in jail, but wants to put me in jail for not wanting a vaccine that's pushing poison into my body. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date,
and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so, health is a big topic for me, as I was just talking about the vaccines and some of the risks associated with them, and also telling you that I'm not anti-vaccine. Polio vaccine, godsend, and smallpox vaccine, godsend, and all kinds of tetanus vaccine, godsend. All good stuff, right? All good stuff that modern world has brought us, but this is not a vaccine. It's an experimental test that if you demand someone gets it, it literally should be a violation of human rights. You have no right to demand I put an experimental vaccine into my body. And Vladimir Zelenko will be my guest coming up in the next segment, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and I believe he will tell you that it violates all laws in the world, not just in the United States, all human rights laws, to force someone to take an experimental vaccine against their will. That sounds like something the Nazis would have done. And this is an experimental vaccine, and American laws say that you cannot make someone take an experimental vaccine. So how can corporations demand it? Well, that's a good question. Lawsuits should fly. But speaking of health, Energized Health, is one of my favorite groups in the world, and they changed my life, and people tell me how great I look, and people tell me how young I look, and people tell me how thin I look. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. In the first 88 days on the program, I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've kept them. And it's been a real kick. It's been great. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Well, we're having an event on Saturday, and it's free, as opposed to so many political events where you have to pay to get in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because speakers need to get paid. Nobody works for free, so I understand why they charge. But this event is free, and it's not about politics. It's about your life. So if you want to be thinner, if you want to lose inner body fat, like visceral fat, if you want to lose weight, if you want to look great, if you want to feel great, if you want people to tell you that you look the best they've ever seen you, if you want people to tell you you look younger by a decade or more than what you are, then show up this Saturday at noon. Saturday, July 10th, this Saturday noon at Ahern Hotel and Convention Center, which is the corner of Vegas Strip at Sahara. Ahern Convention Center. Show up for the Energized Health event. How do you get in free? How do you attend free? You just go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events. Energizedhealth.com, click on live events. It's free. It's Wayne Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee explaining our experiences and also showing you videos with a lot of people who have amazing experiences as well. Testimonials. You can check out hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com. But go there and click on live events and then register for free for Saturday's event, Saturday at noon. It'll only be a 90-minute event. So you're really just using up 90 minutes of your life to find out how to change your life and to make you look and feel younger and healthier and thinner than you have in years. Energizedhealth.com. Click on live events, and it's free. This Saturday, noon, Ahern Hotel. See you there. I told you, that vaccines have their problems. You know, again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but I've gotten this right. I said from day one that masks carry so many germs. If you were a doctor in a hospital setting and the hospital gives you thousands of masks in a clean, sterile, suitcase, clean, sterile cabinet, clean, sterile drawer, clean, sterile bin. I don't know what it is where they keep thousands of masks, but if they're there and you get to take them on, take them off, take them on, take them off, put a new one on every time, that's clean. The average person will never do that, will never pay for that. They don't have the resources for it. They don't have the wherewithal for it. So they wear the same dirty, filthy mask day after day, 7 days in a row, and then maybe some of them manage to clean it. You know how many bathrooms, how many men's rooms I've walked out of in my life where people come in and take a pee, or worse, and when they walk out, they don't wash their hands? And you think those people are putting on, like, a new mask every half hour? No, they're using the same one for 3 weeks, and they're, like, inhaling a sewer. Might as well put a toilet bowl over your face, okay? Might as well put a diaper over your face. So I told you a month ago, I'm probably the only host in America who told you about the study, that they took children's masks and then they sent them to a lab, the best lab out there, for figuring out what kind of things are on a mask, what kind of germs, and they found like every germ known to mankind was on a child's mask. And now we see face masks causing children's bodies to experience massive spikes in toxic CO2 levels, meaning carbon dioxide levels, massive spikes. You're killing your children. You're killing them. There's no reason to force children to cover their mouths and noses with plastic or cloth when that plastic or cloth is going to stop them from getting oxygen, force them to get poison CO2, and worse, every disease known to man is on their filthy little mask because they wear it all day and they've touched every filthy thing in the world and then touched their mask. And they've touched their cell phones and touched their mask. That's just kids. That's just kids. More kids die in pool drownings every year than have died from COVID. It's not even close. No reason for kids to wear a mask or get a vaccine.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues,
our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
More bodies are being recovered from the condo collapse rubble in South Florida. The Miami-Dade mayor saying four more bodies were recovered this afternoon. That brings the total number of confirmed dead to 64. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You can- can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we'll have my guest in just a second. He's one of my favorite guests on the show. I know he's one of your favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, because he saves lives every time he appears. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend version, Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week for conservatives and Christians and patriots and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check it out. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. You'll want to listen to the weekend version. I recorded it this morning with all the top stories of the week. And I'm telling you, I've hit some grand slam home runs that everyone's got to hear. Check it out. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. The podcast. We've got our guest, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the doctor who developed the Zelenko protocol with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84% is what it says here. But the reality is I've seen articles that say it reduced death by as high as 200%. So that's pretty amazing stuff. I also saw a study at Fox News, Dr. Zelenko, that you could reduce death by 80% just by taking vitamin D3. And I take mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, selenium, and let me think what else, kaolic garlic, and probiotic. And I think that combination has kept me healthy throughout this entire COVID situation. I've never gotten a sniffle, let alone the flu. So new study is out talking about all of those vitamins, and let's discuss it. Dr. Zelenko, how are you?
Thank God. Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm a big vitamin guy, always have been, and this is a very tough subject because the FDA hates vitamins. I believe at this very moment in time to try to come after vitamin manufacturers, they want a vitamin registry. They want to know every person in America that buys vitamins and what you buy and what they're going to do with that. I have no idea, but my guess is they're going to try and destroy the vitamin industry because it competes with Big Pharma that gives them all their money. It's really scary, and it's really corrupt, and it's really disgusting because you've called this whole thing mass murder, where you don't tell people about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and they don't tell you about any of that, but now they're going to try and stop the natural way to stop and prevent or make it COVID-19 at least weaker when you get it is with vitamins, and they don't want you to take them. They're trying to kill the vitamin industry. Your thoughts on all this?
Why would anyone believe anything that the FDA says anymore? For example, the last commissioner of the FDA, Stephen Hahn, now has the top position in Pfizer. And the previous one, Scott Gottlieb, has the top position in Moderna. And the current acting head of the FDA, Janet Woodcock, has more blood in her hands than any other American.
Wow.
Why do I say that? Because she conspired together with Rick Bright, who was the head of BARDA and was passed by President Trump, to make hydroxychloroquine available to every single American using the right to try legislation. And that pathway of compassionate care access, which gave Americans access to drugs outside of clinical trials. And instead of doing that, Janet Woodcock, the current acting head of the FDA, she should rather be brought to justice at the Hague or Nuremberg trial, instead gets rewarded by the Biden administration to be the head of the FDA. And so this Janet Woodcock came up with a very brilliant idea, wink, wink, to use the emergency use authorization process to not make hydroxychloroquine available to every American, but rather to restrict its use only in the hospital setting. So they sabotaged the president's agenda, but more importantly, they sent Rick Bright and Janet Woodcock more than a half a million Americans to the grave.
Yeah.
So why would I believe a word of the FDA? FDA is not protecting the interests of the American people. Half of its budget is funded by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's the top commissioners in the top echelon of the FDA, after they finish their tenure at the FDA, go work for the pharmaceutical industry. You think they're looking out for our interests? The conflicts of interest here are disgusting.
And they've always hated vitamins, by the way. This has been a long fight against vitamins. Always. I've been taking vitamins. I'm turning 60, by the way, Dr. Zelenko, on July 20th. So literally just a couple of weeks from now. So I would say I've been taking vitamins since I'm 16 years old. So I've been taking vitamins for you know, almost 50 years. And the entire time I've taken vitamin supplements, there's been a fight and a push by the FDA to ban vitamins or make them prescription only. And thank God there's so many millions of Americans who take vitamins and herbs and believe in holistic medicine. Many of them are liberal, by the way. Many are big Democrats. They all shop at Whole Foods and Sprouts. They all signed the petition, and they've stopped them every time for 40 to 50 years now. They've stopped the FDA from trying to either ban vitamins or make them prescription or create a registry. So I'm hoping it happens again because the American people love taking vitamins, and I know they work. I know that I've used them for almost 50 years, and I never get sick, and I never get the flu, and I never got COVID, and I'm telling you, it's the vitamins. So you say there's a new study out.
Let me respond to that. Instead of generalizing all vitamins, I'd like to go one by one and explain to you that people who have high normal levels of vitamin D, D3 actually.
D3, right.
That data shows that they don't get admitted into the hospital.
From COVID.
In other words, they stay out of the ICU from anything, essentially. If they have normal levels of vitamin D, their immune system is so primed and so optimal that it's able to push off and repel most infections. So so vitamin D is not a COVID thing. It's a general welfare health, preventive health measure, and most people are deficient. You know, Fauci even admits to taking 10,000 international units a day. So what I recommend is that everyone should be on vitamin D3 supplementation with a periodic blood test to measure the actual level, make sure you're not overdosing, and the number should be somewhere between 50 and 70. That's number one. Number two, zinc. Zinc, 70% of the adult population in America has zinc deficient. It turns out that zinc is very antiviral.
Right.
Vitamin C is extremely important to maintain. First of all, you need it for iron absorption. You need it for healthy collagen and skin function. It optimizes your immune system as well. My favorite recently is something called quercetin, which is something I became aware of during the COVID wars because it has the same mechanism of action as hydroxychloroquine, meaning that it gets the zinc inside the cell, and there's ample evidence. Listen to this. Not only does it inhibit all the strains of COVID, it also inhibits influenza and RSV, I just discovered. RSV is a virus that affects young children, and around 60,000 hospitalizations a year in America are because of RSV, and around 1,000 children die. So, and there's no treatment for it, by the way, and no vaccine. So it turns out that all these viruses use the same pathway for replication. So RSV, influenza, and all the COVIDs use an enzyme called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, which zinc blocks.
Right.
But in order for it to do that, you need to have enough zinc inside the cell, and that's where the quercetin-like drug is a gun and a bullet analogy. It gets enough of the zinc into the cell to do the job.
And Now, the one you left out that I didn't hear on this list is selenium, which I've heard from many different medical sources. Now, I do holistic medicine. I've heard from many holistic doctors. Selenium is right up there in importance with the quercetin and D3 and C and zinc. Yes?
I have to repent. I haven't been always a vitamin-centered doctor, and this last year and a half has taught me a lot and opened my eyes to the non-allopathic approaches. So the reason why I don't talk about selenium is I just don't know much about it. So I'm going to look up next time I'm on the show with you.
Yes, more selenium and two more favorites of mine that I've used. And I'm telling you, I never get the flu. I haven't had the flu in 25 or 30 years. I just don't remember. It's been so long. And I haven't had a cold in 10 years. And so I take mega doses of kyolic garlic, which you look it up. It's antiviral, antibacterial. And mounds of garlic is good for you. And I also take colloidal silver, and I've taken that for 20 years and never gotten the flu during those 20 years. And I took it because I knew it was antiviral, and that's why I took colloidal silver. And the government gets so upset when you say these things, they want to come after you and drag you away and put you in a prison camp for giving people medical alternatives and holistic approaches that are completely healthy. Nobody ever dies from taking vitamins, but people die by the thousands every week from taking overdoses of prescription medicines, and it drives me crazy.
True, and you have to understand that our government is heading in the direction of a communist hellhole.
Yes, it is. Going door to door to make sure you're vaccinated and taking down who is and who isn't. Really? Are you going to vaccinate us at gunpoint? Are you going to take our children away from us? Are you going to vaccinate our children at gunpoint? And here's what I want to get to. We're going to an ad break, Doc. So stay with us. Hang through the break. Come out the other end and answer some questions for me. Here's the first one I want to ask. Isn't it a violation of human and civil rights to force a experimental gene therapy? It's not a vaccine. It's an untested, unproven experimental gene therapy on any American. To me, if a company does it or the government does it, it is a violation of human and civil rights. That reminds me of Hitler's Germany, where they forced medical experiments on people. This vaccine is a medical experiment. I want to get your reaction when we get back.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we share on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks.
Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more with Dr. Zelenko in a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Liberty Projects. I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I'm taking time today to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. And they adopt wild Mustangs from the BLM, not from the Black Lives Matter organization, but the Bureau of Land Management. And they work with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about the vets. And their skill team walks the path beside vets to remind them that they are important because they have sacrificed for their country. They're great people, and they make sure you know that. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. You know I love my animals. What could be more patriotic? So many great things to tell you about Liberty Projects. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. There's the two loves of my life, veterans and animals, especially dogs. I'm a dog guy, but love horses too, love cats too. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the doctor who developed the Zelenko protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc, had incredible results with it. And now there are studies around the world that show that those specific types of treatments are dramatically positive for COVID-19. He's got a website. You should check it out, zstacklife.com, Z for Zelenko. ZStackLife.com. Dr. Zelenko, welcome back to the show. Are you there, Dr. Zelenko? Hello, hello. Are you there? Did we lose him? All right. Okay, no problem. Go get him back on the phone. While we're waiting, by the way, I want to mention while we're waiting that there's a study out
Hold on, I gotta find it here. Remember, I thought I'd be on the phone with Dr. Zelenko. So now I gotta search through all my notes and find the study. But again, talk about cover-ups. Do you realize that there's actually a study out? Here it is, I got it. There's a study out. Medical researchers are caught burying the data proving 82% miscarriage rate in expectant mothers who got the COVID vaccine. 82% miscarriage rate! And nobody's talking about it. Can you imagine right now if you're listening to my voice and you are a pregnant woman or your wife is pregnant or your girlfriend's pregnant or, you know, in today's Democrat liberal world, your transgender husband is pregnant and your daughter's pregnant and you're going to allow them to get the COVID vaccine with an 82% miscarriage rate. Dr. Zelenko, we got you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so I was just reading to my fans, because we had a second to fill while we were trying to get you back on the line, that medical researchers have discovered 82% of women who took the mRNA vaccine in the first 20 weeks of pregnancy had a miscarriage. 82% after you get the vaccine had a miscarriage. What is your reaction to that?
Well, what's wrong with killing babies?
Right, that's what they think. That must be what they think, clearly. My God. My God. Right? It's like they love
life
abortion,
no
Democrats.
Sanctity.
Yeah.
Listen,
terrible.
Life has no sanctity. We're no different than monkeys. So what's the difference? You kill a baby, you kill a chicken. I mean, that's the mentality.
That is the mentality. I get it. And when you ask what's the difference, when you say the word what's the difference or the sentence what's the difference, what comes to mind was the question I asked you before the break, which is there is a difference between a real vaccine, you know, like polio vaccine, fantastic, smallpox vaccine, fantastic. The COVID is not a vaccine. It is an experimental gene therapy that is untested, unproven, has not been through the rigors that normal vaccines have gotten. This one is completely experimental. Is it not a violation of your human rights if the government or your company that you work for demands that you take it or you lose your job? Isn't that a violation of human rights?
You know how many adverse events have been reported by the government to the government system?
Yeah, I know exactly. It's very low, by the way. It's much lower than the real number, always. And the ones reported are 6,998 deaths from COVID. That's what's reported by the VAERS system, right? And 400,000 plus adverse events.
Right, and the Harvard 2009 study showed only 1% of actual events are reported. So is
that possible? If you multiplied 7,000, right now we're at 6,998, so let's call it 7,000 people dead from the COVID vaccine, not from COVID. Based on what Harvard said, if it's only 1%, you'd have to multiply by 100. So instead of 7,000 dead, that would be 700,000 Americans dead from the COVID vaccine? That doesn't seem possible, now does it?
No, it's not 700,000. I think it's closer to 200,000.
You think there's 200,000 dead from the vaccine?
Absolutely.
Wow. And by the way, I know quite a few people. A lot of my fans have told me about people they know who died after getting the vaccine within a week or two, and then the government said, oh, no, that's not a vaccine death. That's a COVID death, or that's a heart attack. Or you know, they don't say it's the vaccine. Amazing. Amazing.
If you want, I can explain to you why.
Yes. So here's the deal, Dr. Zelenko. We're going to break again, and then you could be up for the third segment. You'll be the second guest in the history of my show that's been held over for three segments. If you stay there, if you can do it, then wait for me to restart hour number three, and we'll continue with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Too much knowledge here. Got to listen to him. Brilliant, brilliant doctor that is saving lives. All right? So don't go anywhere, people, and don't go anywhere, Dr. Zelenko. I want to continue our discussion at the top of the hour. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. And now I'm with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. By the way, his website could save your life. ZStackLife.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Group.